Dossier on Demetrius. A document now gathering dust in a silent room. Gregory Keene turns another page of The Dossier on Demetrius.
There were 18 hours to go in the hunt for Demetrius when Haiti made her second phone call. The first one obviously was designed to lead me blindfold into a trap. Demetrius and Yachty Bloom would be in a house in Priory Street at a certain time. I had to come alone, she said. Demetrius would kill her at the first sign of the police because he knew she had tried to betray him. But Colonel Fentress and Cutts had tapped my embankment phone. Fentress and Inspector Frayne at the yard rounded up a squad of men and headed for Priory Street, leaving Cutts to see that I didn't follow. They weren't going to try and arrest Demetrius. He and anyone with him were to be shot on sight. That's why they didn't want me there, too. So I waited with Cutts in the room at the end of the long corridor, waited for word of the end of Demetrius, of Yachty Bloom and of Haiti Bergner. And then my phone went the second time, and again it was Haiti. Priory Street was a trap for me, she said. Demetrius and Yachty Bloom were waiting for me to appear there alone. But she had been bound and locked in the loft of a warehouse down near the docks. She had managed to get to a telephone. Soon Demetrius would be returning from Priory Street to kill her. If I wanted to see her alive, I had to hurry. Yes, I know. I walked into it with my eyes wide open. But I had to get away from Cutts first.
Have you gone off your rocker, Major?
I told you, Cutts. Get away from that door.
That was Haiti Bergner you were talking to. It was her again.
Look, I won't tell you again, Tom. Get away from that door.
You can point that pistol at me till you're blue in the face, Major. I'm not moving.
And I'm going through it if I have to shoot you out of the way.
You mean that?
I do.
It was Haiti.
Never mind who it was.
Where is she?
I'm handling this alone and time's precious. You going to move?
I'll come with you. What are you heading into?
Look, I'm going alone, Tom. Now, don't argue about it.
Don't trust her. No matter what she just told you, don't trust her, Major.
I wasn't talking to Haiti. Now, will you get out of my way, because you're the last man in the world I want to cut down, but so help me, I will if I have to.
Just tell me where you're going.
I won't wait.
I never thought I'd see the day you turn on me, Major Keene. What's that woman done to you?
Think about it, Tom, and you'll know why I have to go without you. Now, get over there and stand facing that wall.
What are you doing to that telephone?
I'm ripping the cord out. The corridor's empty, but I want time to get away from here. I want you phoning for someone to come up and let you out.
For the last time, Major. Have you lost your senses altogether?
I never knew better what I was doing. Now, don't move from there. When Colonel Fentress gets back, tell him I know what he found at Priory Street. And, Tom, thanks for using your head. You know, I wouldn't have let fly if you'd insisted. Right. Now for that warehouse in Shirley Road. And I'm taking Haiti out of there alive, or I'm not coming out of it myself.
Well, you were very convincing, Haiti. In Keene's shoes, I'd have come running to rescue myself.
I'm praying he'll see through it.
Well, it'll take more than prayer to save Gregory Keene now. Much, much more. There's only one way into this attic. It's up those stairs. And when he comes through the trapdoor, Yachty will be standing behind him, and so will I. He'll see only you.
No. No, he won't come.
Why shouldn't he? He believes Yachty Bloom and Demetrius himself are waiting for him at Priory Street in an empty house. He'll let the men from Scotland Yard surround the house while he comes like a knight errant to rescue his fair lady. What a reception Yachty's going to give him. Hey, Yachty?
With this, see, Haiti?
How our Yachty does love those paratroop knives of his.
Keene has always beaten you before. He'll do it again once more.
No, Haiti. Men like Keene always have the one Achilles heel. You are Keene's. He showed us that the night at the sanatorium.
When you used my life to bargain with?
Since we're at the end of the road, it was more your pretty white throat than your life. Men like Keene confuse the shadow for the substance when they're in love.
You speak so glibly of love. You're a stranger to every normal human emotion. You're a jackal, a rat. Oh, no, you're cornered. You will die like one, scratching and baring your teeth like an animal. Do you hear me?
In a moment, I will grow tired of hearing you.
Demetrius, you'll die here, and it will be through Gregory Keene. Gregory George Athelstan Keene will have run you down, will have forced you from one hole to another, till at last they will kill you here in this crumbling warehouse.
Be quiet!
No! You can't even terrify me anymore.
Well, perhaps Yachty might have more success.
Neither of you. You're only leaving me alive because you still need me to make sure of Gregory Keene. I have nothing to fear from you while he's still alive.
Then your confidence will last a very short time, Hady. Look at your watch. Keene should be here any moment. Keep a good watch on the street, Yachty.
Yeah, I watch.
I agree, we still need you, Hady. Afterwards, we'll decide whether you're to take your chances with us when we go underground.
Then while there is still time, let me tell you something. If you kill Keene here in this warehouse, he will still have beaten you.
What an unsatisfying victory for him.
But what a humiliating defeat for you. You were Demetrius. You used the identity of a criminal who died long ago to cloak your true self. But you were the Demetrius who always moved in high places, the international criminal, the associate of the corrupt politician, the intimate of the high financier. You saw yourself as all those things, and once so did I. You blinded me and enslaved me. I grew up in the Austria of the 30s, when one lived by cynicism or was beaten in the streets by thugs for a principle. Then I grew from a young girl to a woman in the war, when the world was full of heroes. I didn't know that heroes were a perishable commodity. I thought life would go on like that forever, that one snatched happiness and gaiety and there was no right or wrong.
But of course the heroes went back to their wives and waxed fat and bald. You choose a strange time to make your apology to life, Hady.
I may never have the chance again.
But I'm waiting to learn how Gregory Keene will have triumphed over me when he's dead.
And then listen and you will learn. When I met you in Germany, all I could see on every side were ruins, cities in rubble, and lives in rubble. I wanted to live and go on living. And there seemed to me only one way, your way. I could see nothing in the future but deception and violence and intrigue and corruption. I wanted to live and there was nothing else to live by. You were the embodiment of my only defense from the hateful memories of my childhood and the things my father fled from.
How very interesting. You hear that, Georgie? I had no idea.
You owned me. You took pride in making anything you pleased of me. You were Pygmalion. And finally, when you said, lead that man to Yachty's knife, I did it, even that. But no more.
No more, Hady?
No. Because Gregory Keene has torn down what you built up. Nothing you constructed has withstood him. Nothing, not even me. Now do you understand?
You're indulging in fantasy, Hady.
Gregory Keene made me another creature. I don't belong to you anymore. I belong to Keene.
What a pity he'll never know that.
But he does.
Oh. Then we must impress one more thing on him. We must leave him in no doubt that you led him to his death.
He's not dead yet.
When he dies, it will be your doing. That's the only thought Keene will perish with, Hady. So let's have no more of your posturing. How unfortunate for Keene that your fit of nobility didn't overcome you a short while ago, while he was speaking to him, eh?
Knowing what Yachty was waiting to do.
It seems that the impulse of self-sacrifice has its limits, like my patience. It's exhausted, Hady. From now till Keene appears, you'll be silent. And when he does appear, you'll have one more part to play. Keene will not triumph over me, Hady, not even with you.
Get that door open! Come on, come on, get the door open! All right, Barker, you Henderson inside with me. Well, Cutts, where's Major Keene?
That's what I'd like to know, sir.
I told you to see he didn't leave here.
There was another phone call. It was a woman, I could tell that.
Hady Bergner?
I'd say so, sir. The Major put down his phone, opened a drawer of his desk, and come up with a Luger, sir.
You mean to say you let him walk out of here alone after talking to Hady Bergner again?
That's right, sir.
The Keene wouldn't have let fly at you. Cuts not once in a million years.
Well, this seemed like the once, Colonel Fentress. I made a mistake, I'm sorry.
You know what we found at Priory Street? The house didn't exist. Just a heap of bomb ruins. Mm. There was no sign of Demetrius or of Yachty Bloom. Oh, if I had my hands on the Bergner girl now.
Me too, sir.
Now look here, Cuts.
Didn't Major Keene give you a clue of any sort where he was going?
He said he was... Well, he said he had to go alone, that was all, sir.
Nothing more, nothing at all?
Well, sir, he said to tell you he knew what you'd find when you got to Priory Street, sir.
He did, eh? That's rather significant. All right, you chaps, get to work. Keene took his own car, did he, Cuts?
Yes, sir.
All right, get a blanket call out. It's only 10 minutes or so since he left here. Pick him up at all costs, because I think I know what they've done. The girl gave us a false message to draw the hunt away. Then she gave Keene another one. She probably said she was alone while Demetrius waited for Keene at our rendezvous. So Keene will walk straight into it.
It looks as though Eddie Bergner's still working for Demetrius, Colonel Pinterest.
He always has and always will. Oh, why the devil couldn't Keene have taken you with him, Cuts?
Sticks out a mile to me, sir. He doesn't intend handing the girl over if he gets her away from Demetrius alive.
I don't know. I really don't know. To think we had his phone tapped while our first message came through and then...
Just a minute, sir.
Well, what is it?
When you and me were listening to the girl's first phone call, I had the wire recorder plugged in.
What about it?
I left it switched on.
Right. Down to the recording room, Cuts at the double. I want to know what became of Gregory Keene. That's where we'll find Demetrius.
I was behind a warehouse that faced onto Shirley Road. I meant what I had said to Cuts about knowing what Colonel Fentress would find when he went to take Demetrius and Yachty Bloom. I knew Demetrius too well not to see what was going on. They had Hady. They were waiting for me at that moment. But I was still going after them alone.
Enters the warehouse in the next chapter of Dossier on Demetrius.